in this garden, fat and ill, and very aware that he was approaching the undignified end to a short but spectacular career. He is wearing his white dressing gown, with a red bandana handkerchief tied around his head, and he is pottering about, looking for beetles on the passion flowers. I watch as a stranger approaches and bows low and tries to kiss the Emperor's hand. But Napoleon snatches the hand away and, echoing the words of King Lear, who also knew what it meant to be stripped of all authority and power, he says in his oddly high-pitched voice, "Let me wipe it first, for it smells of mortality." Before we left the garden, I got a chance to peer through a little gap in a palisaded fence, and I caught a glimpse of a well-dressed, grey-haired man who was surely the consul and clearly in the best of health. He was digging a flower bed, and he didn't look up. A couple of weeks later, when we were going back to England, it just so happened that he and his son were on the boat with us. They were travelling first class, which meant they didn't share the same dining room or bar. But I managed to get a handwritten message delivered to the consul saying perhaps we could meet for a drink. I never expected him to reply, and he never did.
This evening's essay was presented by Julia Blackburn and produced in Bristol by Tim Deeb. It was first broadcast in 2012. At the same time tomorrow, Andrea Stewart enthuses about the Empress Josephine. 10:45 tomorrow night.
There's a new way to connect with the most exciting live music on BBC Radio 3, wherever, whenever. Welcome to Performing Miracles. Every day we handpick the very best live performances for you to listen to in full on the Radio 3 website. There's always something new to discover, from intimate sessions to the full orchestral experience. Search online for Performing Miracles from BBC Radio 3.
This is BBC Radio 3, and in an hour and a half, Jonathan Swain is here with music through the night, beginning with a generous helping of Bach. That's at 12:30, but now at a little after 11 o'clock, it's time for Jazz on 3, the best in contemporary jazz, presented by Jez Nelson.
Hello and welcome along to Jazz on 3. Our concert tonight comes from the extraordinary British piano player Alexander Hawkins with his new trio. Alex's playing has been described as not just a history of jazz piano, but a history of the piano itself. Quite a claim, but quite a gig. And the blogger and journalist Stephen Graham will be joining me in the studio to round up some of the best new jazz releases. That's coming up in around about 5 minutes' time. But firstly, by now you will almost certainly have heard about the passing of Ornette Coleman. He died last Thursday at the age of 85. Well, we recorded most of tonight's programme before this sad news arrived, but next week we'll dedicate the entire show to paying tribute to a man who quite simply changed the shape of jazz forever. We'll make sure we cover the range of Ornette's career in that show, including spending plenty of time with his era-defining late 50s quartet. But I wanted to start the show tonight by remembering a man who made us listen differently by playing a piece of music that first turned me onto Ornette when it was released back in 1988. With his band Primetime and the Grateful Dead guitarist Jerry Garcia, this is a piece called Three Wishes. We'll be right back. There's a piece of music I fell in love with when it was first released back in 1988 and still sounds as fresh today as it did then, really. Ornette Coleman, few people made such a human sound through their saxophone. That was a piece called Three Wishes from an album by Ornette Coleman and Prime Time called Virgin Beauty. There's lots more of Ornette's music to hear on Geoffrey Smith's Jazz, which went out last weekend, but is still available on the Radio 3 website. And as I said, next week we will be paying a full tribute to the great Ornette Coleman. And so, on with tonight's show, recorded before we heard the sad news of Ornette's death, and to a handful of great new jazz releases that have stood out over the last few weeks. I was joined in the studio by the journalist and blogger Stephen Graham. We'll hear from him in just a moment. But first of all, into the music, and something that we both had on our lists. No surprise, given the mouth-watering lineup, it's the return of the US trio The Bad Plus, but with a very special guest, saxophonist Joshua Redman. There they are. I describe them as The Bad Plus with special guest Joshua Redman, but actually they're called The Bad Plus Joshua Redman, and that's taken from a new album just out on Nonesuch Records. Only the second time in 20 years as a band they've actually recorded with someone else. Stephen, I know from your blog you're a fan of this record and that you think that the addition of Joshua has added a dimension that perhaps has been lacking recently with The Bad Plus.
I think so. Something like an extra tenderness or something. And there's certainly, sometimes even in that track we just heard, a kind of almost like a vaudevillian element coming through, this kind of like very old jazz but very new at the same time. And last year they had such a prolific year with the Stravinsky and their own trio album.
On the album, the focus is very much on composition and actually sort of relatively short solos from Joshua. Apparently live, he gets to stretch out a lot more, as you might imagine, and you do have an opportunity to see The Bad plus Joshua Redman in the UK. They're going to be at the Love Supreme Festival, which has a really good lineup shaping up. That's happening in Sussex on the 4th of July. Okay, so that was, a kind of mutual choice from Stephen and I. Your first solo selection, and it comes from a couple of fine young British musicians who we have followed on this programme.
Yes, it's Them Ones, drummer Moses Boyd, and it's tenor saxophone player Binko Golding. Both have played with Zara McFarlane. They've been touring widely with the singer who won the Mobo for Best Jazz Act last year. Also, Moses has worked with Peter Edwards, who is this great Ahmad Jamal-esque young player who's been doing great things recently. The two of them are putting out this record. It's almost like an interstellar space type vibe, really. When I talked to Binker and brought this up with him some months ago, he was basically talking Charles Lord, John Coltrane. So that's the basic sound of this band. They're not just playing changes, they're basically starting from, it's like a tabula rasa in a way. It's what we're going to channel, what we love in improvisation. And I think that comes across in the record.
Now, Binko, we heard on this programme a few weeks back as part of the Tomorrow's Warriors Orchestra and wrote some music for that. Moses Boyd is a drummer who's burst onto the scene over the last couple of years. We've heard him a few times on this programme, seen him many times live. Fantastic to watch. I'll let you make your mind up about how good this sounds now. Binko Golding on tenor saxophone, Moses Boyd on drums. This is called Black Ave Maria. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
two new duo pieces on albums that have just been released. First of all, we heard Binka Golding and Moses Boyd in an unusual record in quite a few senses, I think, actually. It's coming out only on vinyl, digital download. And, kind of channeling John Coltrane and Charles Lloyd. Not necessarily the record that you would assume that those young guys would make at this stage in their careers, but really like the sound of that. And that was followed up by Samuel Blazer on Whirlwind Records and a piece from his new album, Spring Rain. Both of those chosen by my guest, journalist, blogger, Stephen Graham. Stephen, that's an interesting choice. Why did you go for that?
Well, I think a trombone tribute to Jimmy Dufour is pretty unusual to start with. Mm. Steve Swallow actually has some interesting comments to make in the sleeve notes, because he talks about it's not a literal tribute to Jimmy Dufour, and that's why he thought it was good. Samuel Blazer had basically tapped the spirit off it. And I think for somebody who was there, obviously, with Paul Blay and with Jimmy Dufour, you know, to comment like this must have been incredible praise for Samuel's ears, really. Blazer, I think, really is probably one of the key trombonist avant-gardists around. And I know he's got quite a lot of work already, even though he's still quite a young guy.
We should say the piano player on that piece is Russ Lossing. The rest of the album also features a kind of A-list New York rhythm section, Drew Gress on bass and Gerald Cleaver on drums.
Absolutely. I mean, you can't really do much better than that. I mean, Gerald Cleaver, I mean, he would probably be, again, one of the key avant-garde drummers around these days. Definitely, that's fed in very well.
Well, that album is called Spring Rain, and it's out now on Whirlwind Records. This is Jazz on 3 with me, Jez Nelson, my guest, journalist Stephen Graham. Coming up in about 10 minutes' time with a concert from the British piano player Alexander Hawkins and his new trio. Before that, though, time for one more new CD selection. And this comes from a piano player who's been making waves for the last few years, really, and somebody who blew my mind when I first heard her a couple of years ago, Canadian player Chris Davis. We featured her with her New York trio on this programme last year. Great writing, as with her previous albums, but a really, really unusual ensemble. She has Jim Black on drums, and you know, he's a real presence on this record. Gary Versace on organ, Nate Radley on guitar, and then four clarinet players. So an very unusual ensemble.
Well, Oscar Noriega is one of them, and he's been on this incredible new Tim Burton record, for instance. But yeah, I mean, it's just, it's going deep, deep down, isn't it? I mean, I can't remember ever hearing a record with four bass clarinet players on a jazz record anyway.
Interesting you should say she's going deep, deep down, because the cover of this album is a deep sea diver in a very old fashioned deep sea diving suit. The album is called Save Your Breath, and we're going to hear an extract from the opening track of the album. This is called Union Forever.
Thank you.
As my guest Stephen Graham said, going deep. That's Chris Davis, a piano player from Canada. A new album called Save Your Breath, with Gary Versace there on organ and Jim Black on drums and four clarinet players. That album has just come out on Clean Feed Records. And we're going to be hearing a little bit more from Chris at the end of the show, as Stephen will be talking to the Northern Irish drummer Steve Davis about his latest album that features Chris as well as New Yorker Ralph Alessi. Well, tonight's concert is led by one of our own bright young piano players, Alexander Hawkins, someone that we have followed keenly on this show for a number of years, and who's now establishing a reputation not just in the UK but across Europe and beyond. We've heard him on this programme doing everything from free jazz with veteran drummer Louis Mahola Maholo to composing a large ensemble suite inspired by the Baroque period. He spent a lot of time on the road playing what you might call groove music with the Ethiopian veteran Mulatu Astatke. Stephen, the gig we're going to hear in a moment is with his trio. The bass player is Neil Charles and the drummer is Tom Skinner. So where would you say this project fits into the sort of range of what Alex does?
The interesting thing I think about the trio is that two-thirds of this trio are from ZU. Do you remember the band with Shabaka Hutchings? And sometimes I'm thinking, well, is Shabaka going to guest at some time?
And that was a kind of dub bass thing, wasn't it? It had dub influences.
There was a lot going on there. But I think Neil Charles is a really fine bass player. Of course, he goes back to Empirical. He was on the original Empirical album that Courtney Pine produced. Skinner, of course, you know, Sons of Kemet, you know, lots of different things.
Hello, Skinny.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. The record is superb, but I think the live version, it gives that extra element. So you get, you know, Alexander really channeling his, you know, he's got deep interest in piano music. So like Elmo Hope, for instance, I mean, who talks about Elmo Hope nowadays? Alex does, and he then makes this piece Elmoic, which kind of channels a lot of, you know, fairly obscure jazz, let's face it, but something that is very stimulating. And I think you'll hear Cecil Taylor in his playing. You'll hear maybe a bit of Art Tate in there. I know that's a big favourite area of Alexander's as well.
I saw him play solo a couple of weeks ago, and he just played one piece for 20 minutes. And it was extraordinary because the ideas just kept coming and coming and coming. And afterwards, I spoke to another piano player, Jeff Eales, and he said, we didn't just hear the history of jazz piano there, we heard kind of the history of piano.
Totally. It's very immersive, I think, and hearing him, you go with what he's doing. You might not understand everything that he's doing, but you certainly get an energy off it. It's very much alive and here and now, which I think is very stimulating, particularly for this branch of the music.
Well, thanks for that, Stephen. So here, recorded at Café Otto in East London, are the Alexander Hawkins Trio with Neil Charles on bass, Tom Skinner on the drums. Just over 40 minutes of music for you to enjoy now. And the group open with a piece written by the American free jazz musicians Oliver Lake and Jerome Cooper. Jerome sadly died last month. This is called For the People. We'll be right back.
Thank you. That was two compositions of mine, bookending an appearance by Steve Lacy's art. This next tune is a slightly older one, and it's by way of skewed homage to one of my piano-playing heroes, Elmo Hope. It's a tune called Elmoic. Thank you.
Alexander Hawkins, a piano player who's featured quite a bit on this programme over the last few years, deservedly, I think, because he's both diverse in his range and extremely accomplished. There he is with his new trio with Neil Charles on bass and Tom Skinner on drums, recorded for Jazz on 3 at Café Otto in East London. I've been really enjoying listening to their CD, so great to hear them playing live. You're listening to Jazz on 3 with me, Jazz Nelson. My guest tonight is the journalist and blogger Stephen Graham. We'll put a link to Stephen's blog up on our website. And Stephen, you brought along one more release to share with us, which comes from the Northern Irish drummer Steve Davis. An intriguing looking trio, this, because it also features the piano player Chris Davis, who we heard from earlier on in the show. Steve, someone we followed quite a bit over the years, but remind us a little bit about his background.
Well, I would think Steve Davis is certainly Northern Ireland's leading avant-garde drummer on the jazz side, and probably one of the Irish ones as well. I think overall it's not a very big scene for improvised music. Steve's definitely at the heart of it. His band Human, which includes Alexander Hawkins, was gigging at the great new kind of avant-garde inclined festival, Brilliant Corners, which was in March. And I think this new trio, which was recorded in New York, is another thing entirely. And this has got Ralph Alessi and Chris Davis, as you mentioned. And I think Jazz on 3 listeners will really, you know, kind of warm to Steve as basically they get to know his music more.
And you've been chatting to him for this programme. Interesting story, actually.
Yeah, the Northern Ireland jazz and improvised music scene isn't maybe the biggest one in the world, but certainly there's a lot of vitality and creativity. But coming up, I asked Steve, how did he get into it, this area of the music in the first place?
Early gigs that I did actually were sort of fairly soft rock indie music before I really started playing jazz or improvised music. So I came up playing a backbeat, you know, and there was a group of us at the time who, some of those guys went on and formed Snow Patrol, and they all went off to Glasgow, actually, and I stayed here and studied and got interested in avant-garde music, you know. Maybe I should have stayed and joined a pop group. I would have done better.
Well, you might have had to sell your soul to do that, perhaps.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I was pretty hardcore, you know, when I was younger about it. I just thought, this is the music for me. This is the most important music in the world. It's like a painter that isn't happy to sit and paint a picture of a lily on a lake. They want to paint the feeling of watching a lily on a lake on a summer's day. Mm. I think this music is all about the hidden, what's hidden within the music, and the players that try to approach this music and develop are trying to get that hidden thing out to an audience.
You had your band Human here with Alexander Hawkins, with Alex Bonney, with Dylan Bates. Just talk us through the development stages of the band as you see it, as it's been going along, really.
I wanted to experiment with a bassless group. I have had a few trios in the past, which were guitar and saxophone and no bass. And I wanted to do something with violin and a horn, which turned out to be a trumpet, because I really love the Bill Frisell record Quartet, which has violin and trombone, guitar. And then instead of a bass, I just wanted a piano. Once I kind of heard that in my head, then it was a matter of picking the people to work with. Alexander Hawkins was the first person that came to mind because we had been chatting about working together. And then I'd mentioned that I wanted to do a group like this, and he was really interested.
And again, no bass?
No bass. I know. I'm not anti-bass. Like, I work with bass players all the time, you know, and it's actually really interesting because the last gig we did in Belfast after the gig, we went to hear a session, and Alex Bonney and Dylan was with us, and Dylan turned around to me and said, "Your music is like Irish music," because there was a boron in that session, and there was violin and tin whistle and violin. And basically he said, yeah, you've got all this high-end stuff, and then you've got a boron, which is the bass drum on the kit, but you don't have a bass, because Irish music doesn't have a bass. And it really hit me that actually I grew up listening to my dad playing the Chieftains and the Dubliners and all sorts of stuff. He was either playing traditional Irish music or he was playing doo-wop.
Turning to another project of yours, which to my mind is one of the most exciting things you've done, which is this new Sugarblade trio, which you recorded in New York. Tell us a bit about the genesis of Sugarblade, how you met Chris Davis and how you met Ralph Alessi.
It was one of those situations where when I was in New York, I went to a studio in Brooklyn and met them for the first time. From the word go, it felt really comfortable for everyone, actually. Often, you know, with improvisers, it's usually a relationship built up over time. And this was a very new thing. And just to do a recording, you know, I was worried it was only going to be quite shallow, it wouldn't have much depth to it. But what came out of that session, I was really happy with.
The name comes from a term of plastic surgery, is that correct? Where does it come from?
Yeah, it's a funny one. I don't know if this really is something I've just dreamt or it actually happened, but I thought there was a conversation in the studio between Ralph and I and Chris where we were talking about a surgeon in America who is very good at working on rich people and making them look better, plastic surgery, and his nickname is Sugarblade, you know, because he's using the blade. Now, whether that actually happened or just in my mind, and I just remember this phrase, Sugarblade, and I thought it was great.
Well, Steve Davis, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and thank you very much for talking to Jazz on 3 today.
Thanks a lot.
Northern Irish drummer Steve Davis with his Sugarblade Trio, which features Ralph Alessi on trumpet and Chris Davis on piano. That was the final selection of my guest tonight, Stephen Graham. Thank you very much for all your choices, Stephen. Good to see you again.
Thank you very much, Jazz. A pleasure.
And we'll put a link to Stephen's blog of jazz news and reviews on the Jazz on 3 website. Well, that's almost all we have time for this week, although I've just got to squeeze in this great email that arrived from Andy Aitken. He says, in reference to our programme from a few weeks ago, I was really impressed with the Joe Lovano set. I loved his and your stories on meeting the black president, Fela Kuti. I too was lucky enough to see Fela many times at Brixton and also at the infamous Glastonbury appearance where the witch doctor, and then he says very casually in brackets, the one who was buried alive in North London, cut his tongue on stage. My last and best memory was the set opener at Brixton Academy where a 6 or 7 year old sibling belted out an astonishing version of Lady. Oh yes, there are many precious Fela Kuti memories and great Fela Kuti stories. Do keep them coming. You can email me jazzon3@bbc.co.uk or tweet at @bbcjazzon3. Always good to hear from you and hear your views on the music that you hear on this programme. Later on tonight, Tuesday night, over on BBC Radio 2, Jamie Cullum has a Maida Vale session from the Austrian hang player Manu Delago. If you don't know, a hang is kind of like an inverted steel drum, a sort of metal disc that looks a little bit like a flying saucer. So that'll be interesting to hear with Jamie Cullum later on tonight over on Radio 2. Back over on Radio 3 this coming Saturday, Julian Joseph has a preview of the Glasgow Jazz Festival, including a performance by the UK saxophonist Andy Shepherd with the Italian piano player Rita Marcatulli. That's Jazz Lineup this coming Saturday. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you also to my producers, Miranda Hinckley and Chris Elcombe. Jazz on 3 is a Something Else production for BBC Radio 3. From me, Jez Nelson, good night.
Welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. Music in Paradise is the